Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our service this Sunday morning, second Sunday in Lent, last day of winter, we've been told this morning, and the last day of February. And hope we all can enjoy our service today as we worship God and we listen to his words for us. I had an email from Jane Dickerson this morning, asking to be remembered to us. And she also asked that we remember Barry Love, who has gone into hospital this week. He's been suffering from nosebleeds and other issues, and he's in hospital this week. So we asked to him. But whether we are, or wherever we are in our Zoom service, we are able to gather and to worship God. And we gather today together to ask the Lord's blessings. And that's our first song today. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessings. To start our service in prayer, as well as Barry, there are one or two other people that we should be remembering today. Dawn's brother died earlier this week, and we remember her and her family. And of course, we had the three funerals this week of Philip Sibley, of Jeff Ottaway, and of Nellie Brown. So remember all of those. We give thanks for the lives that we were able to celebrate this week. And we know that God is with those who still grieve. But let us pray. Open your hearts to God's welcome. He knows us individually and our first name. He knows the story of our life, page by page. He follows us step by step from cradle to grave. He understands us. His arms are open to receive us. What a miracle is God. Amen. Our first reading is from Mark chapter 8, verses 31 to 37. And I took a link from Martin last week, and I've got a dramatized video from the same source that he had for his reading from the gospel last week. So it's a story about Jesus.
Jesus began telling his disciples what would happen to him. He said, "The nation's leaders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law of Moses will make the Son of Man suffer terribly. He'll be rejected and killed. But 3 days later, he'll rise to life." Then Jesus explained clearly what he meant. Peter took Jesus aside and told him to stop talking like that. But when Jesus turned and saw the disciples, he corrected Peter. He said to him, "Satan, get away from me. You are thinking like everyone else and not like God." Jesus then told the crowd and the disciples to come closer. And he said, "If any of you want to be my followers, you must forget about yourself. You must take up your cross and follow me. If you want to save your life, you will destroy it. But if you give up your life for me and for the good news, you will save it. What will you gain if you own the whole world but destroy yourself?"
Sometimes we forget that we need to think about the things which are not quite so good in the Bible. The Bible contains stories of great promise, of great hope, but it also tells us of things that went wrong for people. Now, of course, Christ dying on the cross wasn't going wrong. It's the greatest gift that God has ever given us. But we see there when Jesus was talking about what was going to happen to him in the future, Peter didn't want to discuss it. And there are some times when we don't want to discuss the future, isn't it? But God tells us that we need to listen to everything that he's got to say. Everything in the Bible is good for us to listen to and to hear. And our next song is called Ancient Words. And it's a song that we had in the week for one of our prayer meetings. And Graham is the one who pointed me towards it. To be honest, I hadn't come across this hymn before Graham pointed it me in its direction. But I think it is really a wonderful hymn to remind us that we need to think about all the words that have been written in the Bible, Spirit-inspired words to give us guidance.
changing you. Every day our hearts renew. Oh, cleanse and change us through and through. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words
The Bible tells us about all sorts of gifts that God gives us. And I just wanted to share a few thoughts on gifts at this point in our service. When you receive a gift or a present, maybe a birthday or for Christmas, or when somebody gives you something because they want to thank you for what you've done or anything like that, maybe they give you a pen, a box of chocolates, a bunch of flowers, a pair of socks. But who does the gift belong to after they've given it to you? Does it still belong to the person who gave it to you? No, it's yours to do with as you wish. Indeed, even if the gift was given to you with a purpose, if it is a gift, it still is yours to do with as you wish. You can use it as intended. You can use it in other ways. You can even throw it away. Because when we're given a gift, it is ours to do as we want. And so it is with the gifts that God gives to us. His gifts of love, grace, ability, words, promises. They are given to each one of us to do with as we wish. And that's because one of the gifts God has given us is free will. If we've got free will and he gives us a gift, then he can't put strings on the gift. True gifts don't have strings attached. But whatever we do, God is with us. And if God is with us, no one can stand against us. And we know that because of the verse in the Bible in Romans 8, verse 31. That verse, part of that verse says, if God is for us, who can be against us? We're now going to listen to some thoughts on that verse, which will lead us straight into our next song, God is on our side.
There is nothing that can compare with the promise we have in God's love. And that love isn't a mood or emotion subject to change. He showed his love to us while we were quite unlovable. In fact, he sent his son to die for us while we were yet sinners. And through Christ's sacrifice and our acceptance of his forgiveness, we no longer need to fear condemnation for our sins. Nothing can come between us and his love. God is on our side. And because of this, who could ever be against us? Although we might be puzzled by problems we don't understand, or discouraged by things that seem beyond our control and endurance, Remember this. It is in these times that His grace is given in proportion to our need. He is there to stand by us, stand up for us, to save us, redeem us, heal us, and deliver us. God is for us. God is for us. And this is absolutely true. Yesterday, today, and forever.
The blood of Christ is offering, no greater love is known. The Father held back nothing to reclaim us for His own.
Is on our side, who can ever be against us? He gave us the greatest gift of Christ dying on the cross for us. We have the choice whether to accept that gift or not. But if we accept it, God is on our side. What should that mean for us? Well, it should mean that our faith strengthens us. Should mean that we're strengthened by the faith of God. It should mean that we reflect that in our lives. Our witness to God should proclaim all of that in our lives. We should be strengthened. We should reflect that God is on our side. We should proclaim it through our witness for God. Just a few thoughts. Let us pray now. O Lord God, help us to truly realize the truth that you are on our side, and therefore none can stand against us. This does not mean our lives will be easy or comfortable, for you allowed your Son to die upon the cross for us. But as you strengthen our faith, help us to reflect that truth in our lives and proclaim it in our witness for you, which should be as a fire lights the day in the strength of Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father,
in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we're now going to sing the song, Light Up the Fire, Colours of the Day.
Of day dawn into the mind, the sun has come up, the night is behind. Go down in the city into the street, and let's give the message to the people we meet. So light up the fire, let the flame burn, open the door, let Jesus return. Taste seeds of his spirit. Let his love show.
You now come to our time of intercessory prayer. Slightly different this week in that the Reverend Dr. Martin Fair of the Scottish Episcopal Church is leading our prayer today. He's reading the ecumenical prayer for Sunday the 28th of February.
God of hope, be with us as we journey into the future that lies before us. Be with us through your Son, who has journeyed in the way of the cross. Grant to us grace and faith that we might follow him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope, be with us as we journey into the future that lies before us. In all we face, be near to us and all whom we love, and guard us safe in your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope, be with us as we journey into the future that lies before us. Be with those who fear this day and who struggle to see the future. Lead us from the darkness into your light. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope, be with us as we journey into the future that lies before us. Be with those who grieve this day and who feel bereft of comfort. In your compassion, be near to them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope, be with us as we journey into the future that lies before us. In all that is faced by our society today, grant wisdom, insight, and understanding to those who are called to govern our nation and act on our behalf. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope, be with us as we journey into the future that lies before us. Be with us through your Son, whose journey in the way of the cross yields the hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.
As we come to our last song this morning, we think back on what we've heard today about God's greatest gift to us of his Son upon the cross, and whether we are going to accept that gift as we look forward in this time of Lent to Easter. Will we re-accept when we come to Easter Day that gift of his death and his resurrection? Will we go out to tell others about it? Our last song this morning is Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Thank you.
Let us go forth together in pilgrimage, confident that God's Spirit will guide us on the way. And let us say the grace together. May the grace,
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore.
Amen.
His announcements now, though. Announcements.
Okay. Notices for the week coming. Okay. The Zoom service next Sunday will be led at 11 o'clock as usual by Martin. We've got our morning prayers on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as usual. And of course, there are also the Lent courses. Do you want to say something a little about the Lent courses, Trevor, and what people need to do if they want to take part?
The Lent courses started this last week. They happen four courses during the week. Wednesdays at 11, Wednesdays again at 8 in the evening, and the one that sort of follows on from the Bible study that we have been doing is Thursdays at 7:30. If any of you are not part of them and want any details, then contact me and I'll let you have the information.
Trevor, is it the same link that we used last week?
Yes. The link's the same every week, yes.
Yeah. And the course is the same each time it's given, so you only have to attend once a week. You can attend four times a week if you want.
If you really want to. Well, they are led from different people, so you might get a different slant on it if you go to more than one.
Yeah. Trevor, could you send me the link? It's Stephanie. Could you send me the link for Monday?
Yes, we'll do. Yes, yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
And are there any other messages, notices, announcements from anybody this morning?
I'd just like to say, Adrian, I know I've thanked you privately, but thanks so much for all the work. You've worked so hard this week. You must have done covering two funerals, and I know people far and wide have really appreciated being able to watch it on the day, and I'm sure with Philip's family as well, and then afterwards as well. It's just been so, so great. It's meant so much. So thank you for all of the work that you do.
It's a pleasure to do it for people. So there. Okay. And just one other thing, which is next Saturday is the first Saturday in March, and I and Diane have agreed that we will be at the church on Saturday morning. As you remember, we were opening the church on Saturday mornings for between 10 and 12. And we stopped when we went into this immense lockdown. We feel that as it has eased very slightly, we are able to open that church for private prayer. Emphasize again, it is private prayer. So individuals coming in and praying quietly on their own. There is nothing led in it or anything else. But if you want to come into the church on next Saturday morning, it will be open between 10 and 12 for you to do so. And I think the only other thing is to mention that we do have a Baptist deacons meeting on Tuesday evening. So we will be having our guests from the Methodist Church for the first part of that meeting. So we do ask for your prayers as we actually consider what all the recent announcements mean and what it means for us going forward in terms of our church and our church services. Anything else from anybody? If not, let us all sort of give each other our greetings and let us go off and enjoy the rest of this beautiful Sunday celebrating God's wonderful gifts to us all as they continue all the period. So thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Good to see you this
week. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Danny.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye, Daniel.
Bye, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye, Daniel. Bye, everyone. God bless.